This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It was 20 years ago this September, a gunman walked into Fort Worth's Wedgewood Baptist Church. He targeted attendees of a youth rally, killing seven and injuring seven more. In the decades since, retired Wedgewood pastor Al Meredith has become something of a specialist on the impacts of mass shootings and the long road ahead for victims' families and survivors. Pastor Meredith, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.
I understand you get calls like ours after almost every incident, such as the one in El Paso.
Unfortunately, it's becoming more or less shocking, I guess. And so less so than at first. Wedgewood was the first church to be targeted, and that was a shock. But now in our society, it's become commonplace as well. But yes, I do get calls.
Obviously, you know a lot about the process of recovery, and it hasn't even been a week since what happened at the Walmart in El Paso.
Yes.
What is your advice to survivors, to victims' families? What do you say to people in the immediate aftermath?
Talk to one another. Don't bury your grief. Listen to one another. To those who weren't direct victims, be available. Just listen empathetically as much as you can, and let people talk through and work through. And I do believe much can be done through good counseling. There's bad counseling out there, but there's many, many good counselors who are trained in helping people work through trauma and grief.
I know that there are a lot of things that people in El Paso and frankly, all Texans look at this situation and want to know how best to help. Are there certain things that we should take into account as we think on the challenges these families and survivors are going to be facing ahead that perhaps we wouldn't consider?
Well, sometimes we want to do something.
Yeah.
We just want to do something. So down south here, we bake a casserole or something and take it to the family.
Right.
And all that's good. But, you know, we want to say something that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, even if it were the right thing to say, it's the wrong time to say it for the most part. People aren't in a position to receive, especially glib comments like they're in a better place or God must have wanted another angel or these kinds of things. You know, just listen and give people freedom to express their rage, even at God. God can handle their anger, and we should be able to as well. And don't say, well, you should or you shouldn't or this kind of thing. Try to avoid those kinds of things and be an empathetic, sympathetic listener and weep, as the Bible says, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice.
Pastor, the shooting at Wedgewood, of course, took place in a literal sanctuary, and you think about what people in El Paso, I guess a Walmart is certainly not a sanctuary in that classic sense, but in the same time, it's considered a place that's part of routine. It's a place where a lot of people are comfortable. What's your advice to going back, if you will?
You know, I heard on television the other day, some people were calling for the tearing down of this Walmart because people died there. And it's my opinion, but if you let terrorists stop you from the normal way of life, then the terrorists win. That was a big question discussion for us in the days after the shooting. Were we going to have church on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling was, man, when you get thrown from a horse, the first thing you do is get right back on. You don't let the darkness determine what the light does. And you don't give an inch to the violence and terrorism. And you go right back and say, I'll be more watchful, I'll be more careful, but this is where I shop, this is where I worship or whatever, and don't let the darkness win.
You know, I mentioned 20 years since the shooting at Wedgewood. Do you know if the church will mark that day, and if so, how?
Yes, in fact, September 15th was the day that happens to fall on a Sunday, and we're having a 20th reunion. This is going to be a day of rejoicing that God has brought us through this. Not over it necessarily, say, well, you'll get over it. You don't get over it, but you get through it. And we've seen not even death can separate us from the love of God.
Al Meredith is retired pastor of Wedgewood Baptist Church in Fort Worth, and he is author of the forthcoming book, Surviving Catastrophe, Lessons Learned from the Wedgewood Shooting, soon to be out on Amazon. Pastor Meredith, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.